On June 13, 1977, 8-year-old Laurie Farmer, 9-year-old Michelle Gousset of Broken Arrow, and 10-year-old Doris Milner of Tulsa were found dead at Camp Scott near Locust Grove. Jean Leroy Hart had been at large since escaping 4 years earlier from the Mays County Jail. He'd been convicted of raping and kidnapping 2 pregnant women, as well as 4 counts of first-degree burglary. He was raised about a mile from Camp Scott. All 3 girls were in tent number 8. They had been raped, bludgeoned, and strangled. Hart was arrested a year later at the home of a Cherokee medicine man and tried in March of 1979. That sets the stage. Mm-hmm. And you, buddy, were brought in as a special prosecutor.
Yeah, I'm not sure whose idea this was, but Sid Wise was the district attorney over in Mays County at that time. He was either being disqualified or whatever on that case. And I was approached by a member of the OSBI, the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation, saying that some members in the family asked that I would agree if the governor wanted to appoint me to go do that. Well, I met with Dr. Farmer and his wife, and I met with the Gousset's, and I can't remember if Mrs. Milner was there or not. But in meeting with these folks, they expressed that same desire. I thought, there's no way I can say no, because these are very fine people, and that's something such a loss. If we can be a part of setting something straight, I would like to do that. I got the request, and I said yes. And so myself and Ron Schaefer and a couple of my investigators, we became involved in that case.
Did you believe then, as you began to study the case, that Jean Leroy Hart was indeed the person, or was he one of others that could have done it?
Well, I have to answer your question this way. Yes, I did believe and do believe to this day that Jean Leroy Hart was responsible for this. Were others involved? That I can't say. Is it possible? Certainly it's possible. But as far as from what I was provided in the way of information of the investigations and things like that, other than people just wondering that very same thing, your answer is yes, it's possible. Did I have any evidence that others were? No. People can argue, well, one man couldn't have done this. And then I think, well, that sort of sounds reasonable. But on the other hand, I can remember that man in Chicago who held, 7 or 8 nurses and raped and killed them. I thought, yeah, one man can do it, can commit horrible crimes with multiple victims. But anyway, make a long story short, my answer is I don't know if other people were involved. I saw no evidence myself of that.
And you felt then you had a very strong case against him?
Well, I can't say it's a very strong case, but yeah, I had a case against him. I thought the evidence was sufficient to try him. The case had a lot of ins and outs from the standpoint of local instances. I remember one man who, there was some publicity about the DA or somebody was trying to sell a book about this and ran an ad. Some guy that worked for him ran an ad looking for people back a book. The case hadn't even been tried. There were a lot of things going on the outside there that weren't very helpful.
Well, it was also kind of like O.J. Simpson. For some reason, Hart had some kind of charisma about him, and he had a large following that believed that he was innocent, even though he had these other crimes. He was of Cherokee descent, and Mays County residents just could not believe that this man could murder these girls.
Yeah, he was apparently well thought of in the Locust Grove area, which is the little town there near Camp Scott. At that time, his mother, last I knew, she still lived in that vicinity. Funeral was attended by tons of people, they tell me. Yes, there's no question. They put out bumper stickers during the period of the trial that would say, "In the heart of Gene Country." They had fundraising dinners while the trial was going on.
For him?
Yes, bean dinners, things like that, on the courthouse lawn. You could see assemblies of Native Americans, all very supportive of Jean Hart, and they felt strongly about it. There's no question about that. Now, I find it a little difficult for people to say, well, he's just not the kind of person that would do that. Well, there's a loyalty, and you don't want to believe things. I would never want to believe, you know, somebody I knew or somebody I could deem to be a good person to have done something like this. But it happens. People do bad things sometimes. In this instance, he had the kidnapping charges and the rape charges that he was serving time for when he escaped at the Mays County Jail and then was out and could have done, did do these crimes. Those women he took down into, as I remember correctly, the bottomlands of the Grand River, tied them to trees, sexually abused them, raped them. That's pretty strong stuff right there.
He was on the lam for 4 years. And he was arrested at the home of a Cherokee medicine man. All that 4 years, there had to be those who had to help him.
Yeah, in the trial, and thinking back on the evidence, one item of evidence had to do with a place we called it the Cellar Cave. I don't know if you're familiar with that area, a little bit south and maybe a little bit west of Locust Grove, called the Twin Bridges. Down in that area, we even went down and looked for caves and found caves, but we also found it was like a house had been there at one time, and it had a cellar built on top, and that cellar was gone. But there was a roof on, so I guess it was like a storm shelter. Part of the evidence that was there, there were some pictures that were shots that Jean Leroy Hart had developed for a photographer when he was in the penitentiary. A man who was a photographer on the side, he worked there. Apparently, he'd bring stuff back and have Jean Hart print those pictures out for weddings. He would take weddings and things like that. The man was not an inmate. He was an employee there, the official photographer, but he had his own business on the side. There was testimony that Jean Hart had developed these particular pictures, and the people in the wedding pictures even identified him, found in that cellar cave.
Why would you have Jean Leroy Hart develop pictures when you could have gone to a professional someplace? And he had that equipment while he was escaped?
One while he was escaped. This is while he was doing time in the penitentiary. It would be like, this is a previous conviction that he had. He's in the penitentiary.
Before he escaped?
Yeah, it was before he escaped that he did these. There were other items there that were intriguing, but I got the impression that other people knew that he was using that cellar cave or was around that area. It seems to me like some of those lawmen down there said they had people who claimed they had seen him. Now, I can't remember if I had any evidence from the witness stand saying they'd seen him down those areas. But his mother, Mama Buckskin, I think was what her name was, lived real close there to Camp Scott.